Bird Note today takes us to the second largest national park in the world. It's over 17,000 square miles and is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And as Michael Stein tells us, it's the summer home for America's tallest bird.
In the Canadian North, where Alberta meets the Northwest Territories, lies the huge Wood Buffalo National Park. Here, the Peace and Athabasca rivers run through fescue grasslands, boreal forests, and wetlands of international significance. Here, one of the world's most endangered birds, the whooping crane, comes to dance, nest, and raise its young. Visitors can see pristine ecosystems, 5,000 bison, 150-pound wolves, the largest freshwater delta in North America, and fire and ice that shape things on a grand scale. The world's last completely wild flock of whooping cranes, about 275, returns in spring to a vast mosaic of marshes and shallow ponds. In summer, with 20 hours of daylight, you can almost hear the explosive growth of plants and insects. The insects become food for the dragonfly larvae that become food for the birds. When summer ends and the juveniles are able to fly, the cranes fly 2,700 miles to winter on the Gulf Coast of Texas. I'm Michael Stein.
Dance on over to our website, loe.org, for pictures and to learn the whooping crane two-step.